give us rest after the day. Hush for the hijrah, the journey that the Prophet made. And wafudu before we pray to help us wash our sins away. And ya for yawmiddin. Allah, there's only one God and Muhammad is his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God and Jesus was his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God and Moses was his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God and Abraham was his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God and Noah was his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God and he created Adam and we are the children of Adam. Allah, la ilaha illallah.
نحمد ونسلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمن بالخير الحمد لله رب العالمين الله سبحانه وتعالى has huge mercy that we are here together. If you are happy, you are so excited that alhamdulillah we are in this room, then you can show me your smile, you can wave, you can type one and tell everybody that you are so happy here. Alhamdulillah. And a very, very warm welcome. Listen very carefully, and if you like, you can draw or you can write notes. Okay, so everybody can stretch. Make sure your hands are ready. You're sitting upright. Take a deep breath. Inshallah. Okay. Bismillah. The first thing you're going to do is get the bad guy out of here by saying together, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Your turn. All of you can say it.
Dance karna hai.
Okay. Now, friends, you are my very lovely friends, right? They're together for some weeks, inshallah. So I told you, I have all the distractions out of my room. I even told my children that you need to do what you need to do because I am with my friends. So you need to tell everybody in your house as well that you are in a class now. So nobody can talk to you at this time, okay? And I should be hearing you when it's time to say it. So Yusuf, no turning on the camera, okay? And I should just be hearing you. I'm going to try again, get the bad guy out. And when I say your turn, you are ready to say it. You don't have to touch anything on the screen. I will do it. You don't have to worry about it. But you are just going to say it. Okay? So tell everybody sitting in this room that it's a very important class and I need to pay attention. Okay? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Your turn. MashaAllah. I'm sure the shaitan is gone now because you guys were so strong. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. So strong.
MashaAllah.
And that is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Your turn. MashaAllah, excellent. So this deserves some special stars. So one, let me put them here for you. One, two, three, four, and five stars for all of you. Okay, alhamdulillah. Sometimes when we open the mics, it is a little delay. So we were continuously hearing some nice and beautiful recitations. So five stars for each one of you. Give yourself a big pat on the back. MashaAllah, I'm so proud of you. So when we say the ta'awuz, when we say the tasmiya, then we are ready to get the treasures from the Quran. Why? Because we got our defense shield on. And inshallah, the bad guy will not trick us. And Bismillah brings barakah in our time. It brings lots and lots and lots of blessings. So alhamdulillah, last time we talked about Surah Fatiha means opening, and that is the opening of the Quran. And alhamdulillah, those of you who are trying to practice Salah, then you know that this surah we are going to recite in every rakah. Okay? Every rakah. So how many ayahs of Surah Fatiha have you memorized by now? You can type the number in the chat box. That how many ayahs have you memorized so far? Then you can type it in the box. Alhamdulillah. Some of you have done three, some five, some four. Some of you have done all. MashaAllah. Excellent. Excellent. All right. So inshallah, we will review our 1 to 4 and then we will do our new one today. So let's do it together. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Your turn. Alhamdulillah. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Very good. Maliki Yawmiddin. Alhamdulillah. So you remember we talked about the meaning that all praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the universe, the most gracious, the most merciful, and He is the only owner of the Day of Judgment, right? And let's do our verses today and we will recite together, inshallah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Your turn. MashaAllah. When we are doing this particular part, then you just see this part, right? So go ahead and write that you only we worship and you alone we ask for help, right? Iyaka, you only, na'budu, we worship, wa fathawa, or some of you call it zabar, wa zabar wa, and iyaka, you only, nasta'in, we ask for help, right? So we talked about it last time, how we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we worship, and how we only ask Him for help, right? So if we believe on the Day of Judgment, if we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Malik of the Day of Judgment, He is the one who made us, then we only worship Allah and we do not worship anything else. So let me ask you, do you think option number one, do we worship the square building, which is like called the Kaaba? I will try if I can draw this here. So do we worship, option number one, do we worship Kaaba or do we worship option two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Which one do you think we worship? Option one, this square building, or do you think we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that is option two. Masha Allah tabarakallah, you are so intelligent. So you get a special star for that. Excellent. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we worship. Yes, we face towards this building, but we only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we need something, then we only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, right? We only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. Sometimes if I need something, or I can ask a friend or a teacher or mom and dad, but we ask, when we really reach out to, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even the Prophet told us, like, even if the shoelace is broken, then you can raise your hand and you can ask Allah that, oh Allah, can you give me this? Go ahead, you can raise your hand in the chat prompt right now if you want to share what do you ask Allah for, okay? What is something that you often ask Allah, oh Allah, give me this, okay? So Tayyiba Saad, I don't know, your hand is raised from a while, but let me ask you. Go ahead, Tayyiba. Okay, maybe not ready. So Rahma, what do you ask for?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I ask for lots of stuff,
mm-hmm.
like toys and ice cream.
Wow, mashallah. Anything else?
I also ask Alamia to make my family very healthy.
MashaAllah, I'm so proud of you, Rahma. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the rain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you all those things that you're asking and keep your family healthy as well. Okay? One thing I'm going to just tell to you. When you ask Allah, you have two options. Okay? Let me type them here. Option number one is I ask Allah Mia. Or option number two, I ask Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which one do you think I should ask from? Allah Mia or Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala or Allah Rahman and Rahim? Interesting. MashaAllah, you guys know it, right? So this Mia word is not in there. So inshallah, next time we ask Allah, we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can call Allah ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim. You learn these names in Surah Fatiha as well. So inshallah, next time you call Allah with this beautiful name. You can write down in your notebook, Mia is not a name for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So how many of us can promise that yes, inshallah, in our house, we can start calling Allah Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah Rahman and Rahim, inshallah. Very good. Okay, Shajiha, what do you ask Allah for?
I ask Allah to
all the coronavirus. No, say it again.
I ask Allah the coronavirus go.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sajiha. Thank you so much for making that dua, because definitely so many people, you know, they are impacted by it, and they are stuck because of it, and they are in issues because of it. So let us all join Sajiha in asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, we ask your forgiveness. And just like Yunus alayhi salam made dua in the belly of the whale, Allah, we ask you sitting in our homes that please take this coronavirus away and help us be able to go to our mosques and to our schools and to all the places we like to go. So Jazakallah khair Shajiha for sharing that, mashallah. And I have Aisha. What do you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for?
a rainbow slide.
Wow, that'd be so cool. And I would love to ask Allah to put a Skittles swimming pool at the end of it, and I can jump and eat in it as much as I like. Okay, Humaisa, what do you like to ask? Yes, Humaisa? Some rooms are not ready for speaking. You know, if there's so many people saying things, it would not be fun. So, Amina? Yes, Amina, what do you like to ask Allah for?
That our family is healthy.
Say it again. Okay. I ask Allah that you are sitting very comfortably and nobody is interrupting you. So you can talk by yourself, inshallah. Okay. You don't even have to touch anything. If you don't want to type, you can just sit, relax, and I can unmute and we can talk. Now, at this time, I'm going to tell you something, which is something very important to ask Allah. Do you want to know what that is? Right? Alhamdulillah. So go ahead and write, and we are going to recite it together also. We are going to ask Allah that, oh Allah, show us the straight path. The straight path. This is not like wishy-washy or zigzag or twisted and turned. Allah, show us the straight path. So let's say this together in Arabic. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Your turn. MashaAllah. Very good. So let's say this one more time. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Alhamdulillah. Very good. And you are writing, oh, guide us. Ihdina is same as hadia, hidayah, huda, same sound of words, right? So guide us. Sirat means the path. And al-mustaqim, straight. So the next time when you're writing an A letter, you can say, oh, I have three mustaqim lines and that makes an A. Let me show you this. This is like a straight path. When you have one line and then you have a second line when I'm writing Allah, and then how I write A is by using three straight lines, right? So guide us to the path which is straight. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we don't want to go on a path which goes in different directions. So we stay on the straight path, right? When you are going from home to school, you don't see the mall and you're like, oh, let me go inside the mall and check it out. You just go straight from your home to your school, right? So if you end up going inside the mall, then you might lose some time there. So unless needed, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep us on the straight path. And we will talk about this straight path. What exactly does it mean? Keep your thoughts together. What is the meaning of straight path? What does it mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on this straight path? If you want to visualize, you can draw in your notes as well that this straight path will take us straight to Jannah. Okay? This straight path takes us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And we will learn a dua and then we'll come back and you can even tell me what is the meaning of Sirat-e Mustaqim. Okay? So inshallah we are ready for our dua session with Sister Fatima. So I hope you can benefit a lot from it, inshallah. All right? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sister Fatima, can you hear me?
Bismillahir min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear kids, how are you all? Mashallah, learning lots of good things. ما شاء الله learning about the straight path. بارككم الله فيكم. So interesting session with Sister Javeria about the Quran. Quran is a beautiful book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us. We are so blessed. Alhamdulillah. Did you ever see around yourself that there are so many things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, like healthy food, healthy drinks, voices low for all? Is that okay now? Still low? Fine, okay, alhamdulillah. I was talking about all the blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, like healthy food we used to eat all the day, morning, breakfast, lunchtime, dinner time. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with very healthy drinks. One of them is milk. Who likes milk? Who likes to drink milk? I really like to drink the milk because it's very healthy. It's a very big blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us white, pure, yummy, delicious drink, which is called as milk. And you know what? It helps you to grow big, big and bigger. You was baby and then your mama used to give milk to you in a bottle and then in a cup. And then, yes, it makes you strong also. It has lots of calcium, lots of vitamin in it, lots of protein in it that helps you grow bigger and bigger. Having milk is a big blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our holy prophet, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, taught us a beautiful dua which we can recite right after drinking the milk. Drinking milk is so healthy for us. It helps us in making our bones more stronger. We get calcium, vitamin D from it, and lots of protein and carbohydrates. If we want to become intelligent, if we want to become healthy, if you want to have more power, if you want to get good marks in your studies, then it's must for you to drink the milk, okay? So now let's all learn. No voice? Voice okay for me here? Is that okay now?
Okay. The voice is good, mashallah.
Okay, jazakallah. Okay, now let's learn our dua. I will recite, then you can repeat after me. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahumma barik. Allahumma barik lana fihi. وَزِدْنَا مِنْهُ. In one stretch. اللَّهُمَّ بَارِكْ لَنَا فِيهِ وَزِدْنَا مِنْهُ. So short, so simple. Alhamdulillah, you recited, I know. بَارِكُمُ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ. Now let's learn its translation. Allahumma means, oh Allah, we are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember, dua is our conversation with Allah. So here we are talking to our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barik, you bless us, lana, for us, fihi, in it. Wazidna, and give us more, minhu, of it. Okay, I will recite one more time. Allahumma barik lana fihi wazidna minhu. Okay, so what we are saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beneficent, the most merciful, we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He blessed us with this milk. He blessed us with lots of energy from this milk. He blessed us with lots of calcium, vitamins, so many benefits from this. So here in this dua, we are asking that, oh Allah, bless us. Oh Allah, bless us more and more. Okay? Bless you. You bless me. Lana, for us, you bless us more and more. More calcium, more vitamin, more things, lots and a lot. Fihi, in it. Wazidna, and give us more. What give us more? More milk. I am drinking today. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me more tomorrow. Day after tomorrow, and again, so that I can drink on daily basis, okay? So two things we're asking. First is the blessing we can get from drinking milk. And the second thing, we are asking for more milk, because getting milk is a big blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are getting energy from it. It's also a more big blessing. So we are asking for both things. Oh Allah, bless us, give barakah. And then we are asking a lot of milk. So see how beautiful this dua is. So simple, just two simple things. We are thanking our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are asking for barakah. And we are asking for more milk, because Allah is the one who can give us all the things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are already studying in the Surah Al-Fatiha, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who can give you each and everything, all types of barakah, all kinds of food, healthy, so many things, all your wishes come true if you ask only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, from now, it's our duty to drink daily milk 2 times in a day. It's very good. If not, then you can add a little bit of flavor, like some healthy flavors. You can make a shake. You can make a smoothie with it. And it also really helpful to make your teeth sparkly shiny, so that when you smile, you look so beautiful, inshallah, just like a twinkle little star. So inshallah, from now onwards, we will recite this dua daily. And we also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a lots of blessings and for a lots of milk from now onwards, inshallah. Okay, so I will recite it again one more time. You have to repeat after me, okay? Allahumma barik lana fihi wa zidna minhu. Allahumma barik lana fihi wa zidna minhu. Oh Allah, bless it for us and give us more of it. Oh Allah, bless it for us and give us more of it. See how beautifully our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught this dua for each and everything, like after eating, before sleeping, going to bed, after drinking milk. So it's our duty. We are Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you all the best practicing Muslim. It's our duty to learn all this dua and practice them as much as we can. Okay? I drink milk every day. Very good, Isha. So you will grow very fast, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Learn this dua and share it with your mama also, with your friend also. Barakumullahu feekum. Jazakumullahu khairan kathira. Now I'm leaving the mic for Sister Dubeya for your next session. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. If you drank milk in last 24 hours, then go ahead and type 1. And if you said the dua, then you can type 2 as well, that yes, you did say the dua when you were drinking milk earlier. And inshallah, if now you are going to start saying dua, when you will drink the milk, then you type 3. So let's see how many of us will have 1, 2, 3, all of them. That yes, I drank milk in last 24 hours. Yes, I said my dua. And now I also say it every time. Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Good job. You are so strong. Let me see how strong you are, mashallah. Excellent. Awesome. So anybody wants to show me your dua notes? How did you draw your dua notes? If you want, you can quickly show me. I love to draw a glass of milk. You want to teach? I can teach you how to draw a glass of milk. Look here. I'm going to make a circle on the top. Then I take 2 straight lines. Then just like we were talking about Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Then I draw another oval circle on the bottom. Okay. And then I fill it up with the yummy, delicious drink in here. Right? And I can drink with the hand or I can put a straw in there too. You guys can draw much better than I can do. Mashallah. Right? Alhamdulillah. So this is my straw in there and that's my glass of milk. So so you can turn the cameras on if you want right now and show me your dua of milk and inshallah we will be looking forward to your listening. Beautiful. I love it. Excellent. And Zuriz, it looks so nice. Zuriz, what have you written on it? You want to read? Zuriz? Yes.
You bless for us in it and give us more of it.
MashaAllah, that's so beautiful. And I love how you colored it. You want to bring it closer to the screen to show the friends another idea? Aisha, that looks very nice. Arish, beautiful, mashallah. And you see how like this you can make colors and you can add things there, okay? Let's see if anybody wants to type in your favorite milk recipes, right? So your favorite milk recipes. Jazakallah khair. Iman, I like the glass, the faces, I just try to stay away from them, okay? Because Rasulullah told us just to stay away from drawing faces and figures. So that's why you see our truth is also not having a face on the screen. Right? So I try my best, like, to stay away from drawing any faces there. Okay, I like banana milkshake. Sounds delicious. Chocolate syrup plus milk. Okay. Alhamdulillah. There is smoothies you can make from milk. The milk is also in yogurt. How many of you like yogurt? And you know what? If there was no milk, there is going to be no cheese. And if there's no cheese, out goes the pizza because the pizza topping will be gone. SubhanAllah, right? So it's so important. It's such a huge blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have the milk. Does anybody know where the milk comes from? Where does the milk come from? Let's see. Cow, mashallah, excellent. And what color food the cow eats? What is the color the cow eats the food? Grass, it's green. Yes, and it has blood inside it, which is what color? What color is the blood inside the cow? Red. Wow. And then the cow also, you know, drops something back, you know, when it puts something out and that's like brown color. So imagine between all that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produces this beautiful white milk for us. Right? So next time you see milk, it's a huge sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. And I'm so proud of you, mashallah. You guys can say this dua so nicely. Alhamdulillah. Who is excited for story time? Then go ahead and type one if you're really excited for story time. Alhamdulillah. So let's turn our cameras off and you're going to write a brand new page, story time. Let's see which prophet you're going to know about today. And at the end, I'm going to ask you, what lesson did you take away? So let me see who is going to write beautiful notes. You can write the word story time in a beautiful way also. Okay. So alhamdulillah, we have Hadia and Dania here. So inshallah, we'll move towards story time.
Assalamu alaikum. Everyone, today we're going to be having a very special story of a very special prophet. This prophet had many hardships and he was very patient through these hardships. So type in the chat, what prophet do you think it is? Dania, what prophet do you think this story time do we have? Can you give me a clue? He was very patient and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him many hardships.
I think it is Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam.
That is correct. Today we will be doing the story of Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam. Let's get started with our story. Once upon a time, there was a Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam. He was a great prophet who lived in the 9th century BC. BC means before Christ, and Christ means Isa alayhi salam, in Hauran near Damascus in Syria. He set great examples for mankind. Dania, do you know where Syria is located?
In Asia.
That is correct. Apart from his great wisdom and compassion, Ayyub alayhi salam was also a very rich man. He had huge herds of cattle, like sheep and ducks. He had vast fields, a large family, and he had many friends. Yet, he remained an extremely steadfast and sincere servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was forever calling other people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Shaitan made people think that it was only because Ayyub alayhi salam was wealthy and had many things that he lived a good life, and that is if his blessings were taken away, he would no longer be grateful to Allah. We should all be grateful for the blessings Allah has given to us, shouldn't we?
Yes.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to put Ayyub alayhi salam to the test. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala struck him with many calamities. His cattle and crops were destroyed. His children died. And of worst of all, he became very ill. He remained in his bed for many years. Within a very short period of time, Ayyub alayhi salam became very poor, and his friends left him one by one. But Ayyub alayhi salam was not angry. Wow, Ayyub alayhi salam is not angry while many of his blessings were taken away by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would have been so sad if my blessings would have been taken away. Let's see what happens next in this story. So, Ayyub alayhi salam put his entire trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being confident that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew everything. When his suffering and loneliness became even worse, and his sickness and pain became unbearable, Ayyub alayhi salam turned to Allah in humble prayer, crying, "I am overcome by distress, but you are the most merciful of those that are merciful." Wow. Allah, Ayyub alayhi salam, he was so patient in all the tests and trials Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him in. Dania, let's read the dua by Ayyub alayhi salam together.
Okay.
إِنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Let's read it again. إِنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Dania, do you know what the meaning of this dua is?
Yes. I am overcome by distress, but you are the most merciful of those that are merciful.
Wow, this is a very beautiful dua. And if you can memorize it, you can memorize it while we continue our story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard his beautiful prayer, and he put an end to his long and terrible hardship. He ordered Ayyub alayhi salam to strike the ground with his feet. He did as he was told, and by a miracle, a spring of fresh water gushed forth. No sooner did Ayyub alayhi salam take a bath in it Then his illness was cured and he regained his former health and strength. Wow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured Ayyub alayhi salam in all of his distress. And he even gave him a miracle by creating a spring of fresh water. That is so amazing, right, Tanya?
Yes.
So because Ayyub alayhi salam showed great patience throughout the worst of disasters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only rewarded him with great bounty in the hereafter, but he redoubled his former prosperity in this world. He had a new family with several children, and he had a very long life. He became so rich that it was said that he rained upon with locusts of gold. I learned that we should be very patient and steadfast to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Damia, what did you learn from Ayyub alayhi salam's story?
Even though he was so patient, we should try to be just like him, inshallah. Right, everybody?
Yes, inshallah. I hope you enjoyed this story and you have memorized the dua to the Ayyub alayhi salam made. And this is the end of our story. So you will move on to your next session. And we will see you next time, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakumullah khair wa ahsanul jaza. That was a beautiful story. Alhamdulillah. How many of us enjoyed the story? Type 1 if you really had a good time and you went in the time of Ayyub alayhi salam, what was going on? And is there anybody who was not able to understand the story? Then type 2 if you think that we need to repeat something for you, then type 2. Okay, that's Zeba there. One person. Okay, alhamdulillah. So most of you got it. Give yourself a big pat on the back. So let me hear, what did you take away from this story? Raise your hand if you are ready to say something. Not mommy, not daddy, not anybody else in the room. Only you. Okay? All right. So I am going to lower hands one more time just so that we don't waste time. And just start raising hand if you are ready to say something. Okay? All right, Tayyiba.
We have to be thankful.
MashaAllah, we have to be so thankful. And Shayan?
We have to be patient.
MashaAllah, there is one patient who is like somebody who is sick and you go to the doctor. You can even show me at this time. You can turn on your cameras and you can show me what you have drawn in your notebooks. You can do that. So there's one patient which is like somebody who goes to the hospital. He's like sick, right? So the spellings are same, patient, right? But this patient means somebody who does sabr, who is very calm. So beautiful. Jazakallah khair, Shayan. Hiba?
We have to be super, duper, duper patient.
I love that, Hiba, mashallah. We have to be. Everybody can say this in Hiba's style. We have to be super, duper, duper patient. Excellent. MashaAllah. So when you are patient, you don't, you know, like some people, you know, you ask them, how are you doing? They're like, ah, alhamdulillah. So that's not being super, duper, duper patient, right? And there are some people who are very sad, who are very hungry. But when you ask them, how are you? They say, alhamdulillah, I'm all happy, right? So that's being super, duper, duper patient, alhamdulillah. Okay, Azan.
I learned we should look forward to Allah in any case of trouble.
MashaAllah. So no matter what happens, we can look forward to Allah. I hope you're decorating this on your notebooks too. Hamdan?
Oh my God!
Okay, Hamdan, are you ready?
Yes.
So what would you like to tell your friends?
I like to tell my friends, I like join Noodle Quran.
Alhamdulillah. And I was so happy that you joined. Jazakallah khair for saying that. And some friends are showing their drawings. It looks so amazing. Zeba and Areej, mashallah. Very nice. And Aisha?
Yes?
One lesson you want to share from today's story?
I like that story.
Okay, alhamdulillah. And you know what? I'm really happy. So you see how many hands do we have in our window? There's so many people who want to say, but since we have to be mindful of the time, some people will have to act patient. And you can type into the text also. And you can even open the screen and show me what you have written also, okay? Because there's somebody who is not going to let you be patient, who is somebody who's going to make you forget everything we learned. And you know who is that? So before we go and find out about that, let's say this dua one more time. Anni masaniya burru wa anta arhamur rahimin. So inshallah, we are going to find out who is that bad guy and what does he do. And there's some lot of exciting things. Mashallah, beautiful work. Excellent. A big star for all of you. Okay, so I'm going to make some stars for you here. Go ahead and type in the prompt. How many stars you want? One, two, or three? How many stars? Okay, so there are three stars for you. Excellent. All right. So now we're going to learn about like who is Shaitan. So let's, if you have anything to tell me, you can keep writing in your notebooks, inshallah. And we are going to move to some situations, okay? So we can turn off our cameras and let's try to focus. And I'm going to show you some situations and you're going to tell me what's going on, okay? Or why is this happening? Are you ready? Ready? Then type one. Yes, I'm ready. My listening ears are on. My pencil pen is ready. Alhamdulillah. He is a bad person. True. Good job, Zainab. Shaitan is our enemy. Excellent. So let's find out how he is going to try to trick us. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that Shaitan is our biggest enemy. You can write that in your notebooks. Who is our biggest enemy? Shaitan. Sometimes my brother or sister can be doing things to me, which is not nice, but they are not bad. Shaitan is bad. He is tricking them to do those things. Okay? So next time when you are doing something bad to somebody, you remember, somebody is tricking you. Somebody is whispering in your ears. For example, somebody is tricking, oh, you can do something else right now. We can listen to this later. Or something like that. So we have to pay full attention and inshallah, listen very carefully. And I hope most of you have written down that Shaitan is our biggest enemy. How he is going to be our biggest enemy? There was a cookie in the cookie jar and I ate that cookie. Nobody was watching. Now somebody asked, who did that? What do you think we should do? Should we lie or should we tell the truth? Go ahead and type one. If you think it's okay, if we can lie, nobody will find out that this was me. Or option number two, we have to say the truth. MashaAllah, excellent. So those who do not get tricked by Shaitan, they choose this option. Yes, they think about that it can take them to a punishment. They could be some consequences, but they know that every time that they need to do something, this is the route they have to take. Okay? So they stay on the good path, and if something happens, they don't lie about it. Let's say you were just running. You were just running and going across, and accidentally the glass went down and it broke. So do I have to lie that I don't know who did it? Or should I be honest? That yes, this happened and I'm so sorry about it. How many of us can practice that? That we can remember that don't get tricked by Shaitan and we can just say the right thing. If I see a friend, is it okay to bully that friend? Make fun of him or her? Oh, look at that, how this person is talking. Oh, look at that, how person is dressed up. Use my tongues or my hands to do something bad to them. Yes or no? Go ahead and type yes or no. Can we do that? Yes or no? No, we cannot do that. And definitely think about your sharing. How are you going to tell them that sometimes you see some people who do that, right? How many of us know what bullying is, go ahead and type one. If you know what bullying is, go ahead and type one. And if you have not seen this word before, then you type two. I don't know, Sister Tiberia, what is bullying? Okay, so Amina, you don't know. Okay, so let's see which friend can tell us what is bullying. Raise your hand if you want to tell your friend what is bullying. Okay, raise your hand. Inaya, go ahead, tell us, what is that?
Bullying is not being nice.
MashaAllah, excellent. And Soha? No, sorry, it's Amina. Amina?
Someone who is teasing me.
Wow, then somebody is teasing you. And Cheyenne?
We should not hit at one, hit somebody and not be angry. Never be angry. We need to be happy.
MashaAllah. Very good. Excellent. Excellent sharing. You know what? When you turn your cameras on, it really distracts us also. So please, let's not turn the cameras on at this time. Iman, one last understanding for what is bullying.
Bullying is a bad thing.
Very good. Bullying is a bad thing. And you see how this friend is hurting these feelings by doing, you know, saying or with his words or with his actions. So absolutely no to bullying, okay? And Aisha, if you're typing in my chat prompt, you can just type one time one, okay? You don't type so many ones. That's also like, you know, like getting tricked. So inshallah, we only type one time. See, now Hamdan is also acting up and doing like that. So we only type one once. If you are listening to me, and you are a smart friend and you're proud of following directions, go ahead and only type one. And if you like, you can add a smiley to show me that you're a happy kid, mashallah. And you don't do bullying. Alhamdulillah. Excellent. Only one you can type, right? Mashallah. Zeba, I like your smiles. Okay, let's see what else he does. He makes us angry at times. Teacher never picked me up. I wanted to say something, but I'm never picked, and things like that. He puts it in our ears. He makes us grumpy and angry. When mom and dad are doing something, we become grumpy. Why don't you listen to me? Right? Anybody wants to share any experience of anger? How Shaitan tricks us and makes us angry? I can take one person who can share any anger story. Raise your hand if you want to share that. And okay, Saiba?
Do not listen, Mama.
Yeah. So Mama is calling to do something and we become angry. We're like, oh, why do I have to do this? You know what? Like that. So we need to remember who is our biggest enemy, right? And then disobedience, oh my goodness. We sometimes end up breaking things because Shaitan whispers in your ears, it's okay, we can throw things. Especially when we go to someplace, somebody else's house, we become less careful. And we are like, okay, it's not my toy. I can just kick it and do something with this. Is that okay to do? Type yes or no. Is that okay to do? To hurt things? Yeah, so alhamdulillah. And then there's another trick that he will do, and that is blaming others. He did it. She did it. No, I don't know who did it. So that blaming others is also a no. So inshallah, the smart friends in this room, we are going to remember that Shaitan is our biggest enemy, and we are not going to lie. We are not going to bully or let anybody bully. We are not going to become angry without reason, and we are not going to be disobedient, especially to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are not going to make excuses or start blaming others. We will be honest kids, inshallah. Okay? So because next time you can remember this visualization, you know, like how it looks bad when we lie, how bad and sad that is. And when we are like jealous, like he gets this or she always gets picked or he always gets to do this. So we are not going to let Shaitan make us jealous, right? So we are not going to do that. And who would like to tell us what is jealousy? Raise your hand if you want to share. What is jealousy? What is the meaning of this word jealousy? Little tricky word. Yes, Cheyenne.
We should not take the gift from the other one.
Okay, jealousy is when you want to get the gift from the other one. But if somebody got a gift, you can say, wow, mashallah, congratulations, you got this gift. And you can also ask Allah, Allah, give me that gift too. If you like that gift, you can just ask Allah, Allah, I would also like to have this. Okay, but jealousy is, like Shayan explained, that when you want to take away that gift from that person, or you want to destroy it so that that person doesn't have it anymore. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from jealousy. Izan, you wanted to say something about jealousy?
Ma'am, jealousy means when somebody got a gift, you also wanted and you
mm-hmm.
and you try to steal it from him.
Yeah, so that's what we talked about, that it's like you want to take that away from that person, right? And that's jealousy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. And Shaitan will also try to trick us by making us not share. Why should I share? This is my toy, my thing, my room, my pencil, my pen, right? But who gave it to us to give it to us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, right? So some sharing is caring. And inshallah, I hope that your moms will very soon be telling us that, you know, mashallah, after learning, my son, my daughter, they're sharing so nicely. And now instead of only saying me, they are saying we can do this together. How many of us would like to move from me to we? Instead of just doing me work, we can do some we work, right? Alhamdulillah, mashallah, jazakallah khair. It's like when mommy always shares dhikra, mashallah, we're so proud of you, right? When you are a sharing person, your mom and dad will be so proud of you that you share. Even if it's a glass of water, even if it's that cup of milk, even if you're about to eat something, you go ask anybody there that would you like to have it. And shaitan also makes us feel lonely. So we need to remember that it's shaitan who will put in your mind. And some friends, you know, they say, oh, I am so bored, right? You know what? And the people who know how to, you know, tackle shaitan, they say, oh, I am so blessed. So let's see, what are you going to write in your notebooks right now? I am bored, that's option one. Or your option would be, I am blessed. Which option do you think sounds better, right? Alhamdulillah. So go ahead and you can write that in your notebooks. And whenever shaitan tries to make you think that you're lonely, you can remember this. Just see how many people around the world are sitting with you right now. Go ahead and type your country names one more time if you want to. Your city name, your country name, where you are from. So all around the world, if you love Allah, then you will never be alone. You will always have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with you. And you will have so many wonderful friends. See, there are friends in India, in Pakistan, in Germany, in USA, in UK, in, wow, that's Saudi Arabia, in Canada, in UAE, United Arab Emirates, right? SubhanAllah. If I have not taken your country name, you can still type it. Yes, alhamdulillah. So lots and lots and lots of friends. When you remember Allah, then you become a big family of friends, right? So Belgium and Birmingham and Oman and Kuwait, Sharjah, how can we be lonely, right? So no more saying, oh, I'm bored. If you're bored, you can pick up a paper and you can start making your sharings for the next class. So you can make some beautiful drawings. And inshallah, when we see you on the next class, when do I see you next? What day is your next class? Let's see who can type that. Yes, alhamdulillah. Let's see. Thursday, yes. So whenever you feel like getting bored, you can practice your du'as, you can send, you can make some new drawings. Inshallah, we are going to cross out this word, I am bored, because I know that this is a trick of shaitan, right? So I will cross out this from our life, inshallah. And I'm going to say, I am blessed, okay? Sometimes. And what about fighting? Are we going to fight anymore? Yes? So are we going to fight? Iman, I'm not seeing anything right now. So don't lift up things at this time. At this time, I want you to write
very nicely your notes. So, and focus that inshallah, going forward, we are not going to fight. We are not going to make ourselves unhappy. Because that is who is trying to do that to us? That is Shaitan. So how are we going to do all that? Is going to have this bad guy out of the place. And you already know the secret. How are we going to get him out of the place? Is by saying, it's by keeping your defense shield very strong. And that's by saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. So let's do it together, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Your turn. Alhamdulillah. Excellent. So next time when he's trying to make you unhappy, trying to make you lonely, trying to make you think as if, you know, you are very bored, you can remember these words. And if you forget, then your family can remind you, your brother and sister who might be listening, or your mom and dad, they can remind you. When anybody is becoming angry, then you can quickly say these words. So that you remember that, you know, the problem is not the brother or sister who is annoying you. The problem is not something else. The problem is that Shaitan is trying to trick people. Okay? And they are getting tricked. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So inshallah, this week, your homework is to, should I make it? You should drink milk also. I hope everybody drinks milk who is in this room, right? I hope nobody is allergic to the milk. And you can memorize the dua of drinking milk. And you will be sending that, inshallah. And then you will practice the translation for Fatiha verse 5 to 6. Remember? Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. So inshallah you'll do that. And you will be a very, very, very helpful Muslim, inshallah. So you can show me your work at this time. I am ready for that. And if you want to tell us a little bit more about Sirat-e-Mustaqim, what is Straight Path? We were talking about that in the beginning, right? So you can go ahead and raise your hands and we can talk about it. Or if you have any other question or comment, I can take that. Shayan?
We said that's the bad guy. Shaitan is the bad guy. We should not listen to him. Only to Allah Ta'ala, who is enough guy. And what Abdullah Prophet told us, we need to follow him.
Very good. MashaAllah, Shayan. Jazakallah khair. That was such a beautiful reminder for all of us. Azan? Azan, I'm not sure if your mic is working. So see if it works and you can start talking. Rahman?
Shaitan is a bad guy. You shouldn't listen to him or else you get... Or else you...
Okay, Rahma, I think you have two devices and you're trying to listen back. That's creating a problem, okay? So when you start talking, we are hearing to you. So Jazakallah khair for letting us know that yes, he is a bad guy and we need not listen to him. So Iman?
Shaitan is a bad guy. And we want to go to Jannah and he wants us to go to Hellfire, but we shouldn't. We should go to the straight path.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much for saying that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful that he knows that the good people like you will not get tricked, right? So the good people like you will not get tricked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. So who can tell me what is the straight path? So some things about the straight path. Go ahead. Anybody wants to say, we're just going to focus on Siratul Mustaqim. So what do we know about Siratul Mustaqim, the straight path? Go ahead, Nasheen.
Path that takes us to Jannah.
That is so beautiful. The path that takes us to Jannah. That path can be like, you know, like actually it can go a little bit bending also, but it really depends that it goes to Jannah. I'm going to draw it and show it to you as well, that let's say you start from here, then you can, oh, the pen is so light. So it basically means that you always choose the right option, okay? So the Siratul Mustaqim basically tells you that you are going to choose the right options, the correct options all the time. Like right now, you have the option to share your knowledge. Like, for example, at this time, if I write yellow on yellow, that will not be the right option, right? You won't see it. So I have to pick up a right option, okay? And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us pick the right option so that we can stay on the straight path. And next time when we will meet, we will talk about not straight path. What are the other two paths? What happened on that? So inshallah, we will talk about that in our next class. But go ahead, Nasheen. You wanted to say something more? Okay, I think you said Azan, Mike. I'm still unable to hear from you. Okay, so Shayan?
Now, we need to not listen to shaitan, not go to hell. That's why we need to listen to Allah Ta'ala. What upper prophet told us and go. We need to follow him, not to go in hell. That's Jahannam. We need to go in Jannah. That's beautiful. Fruits, animals, no works. We need to. We can play only with animals, eat fruits. Alhamdulillah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, that is so beautiful. And mashallah, how I'm picking your names is when you raise your hands here, in case some people are wondering, they are in this order. So when I have them in the order, then we can get to talk to you, okay? But your chat room will still be open for sharing of your dua, inshallah, when we ask you for that. So last comment, Shifa or Ibrahim?
That leads to Jannah. We have to listen to our parents,
Okay, very good. So we need to listen to our parents. They are, and as long as the parents are calling to the right thing, alhamdulillah, we are so blessed that we have such wonderful parents. We will learn about the stories of some prophets whose parents were not nice. They were not telling them to do the right thing. Anybody knows any prophet whose parent was not asking them to do the right thing? You can type it on the chat prompt. And if this time, if you have not noted down, you were busy listening to your friends, you have not written down the homework, then please make sure that you write it down, that you memorize the dua for drinking, you practice your translation, inshallah. And excellent, mashallah. Double stars for that word. Yes, Ibrahim alayhi salam, father was not calling him to the right path, right? So, but he stayed strong and he listened to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So proud of you, friends. MashaAllah. A big, big, big star for all of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may keep you happy. And inshaAllah, I will see you in Thursday class. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us happy. If you want, you can write any one thing that you want to say in the chat prompt. Then we will, inshaAllah, give 5 minutes to close the room, inshaAllah. Okay, so don't forget to give mom and dad a big, big hug and tell them that you love them. Okay, how many of you can do that? Type one if you will give a big, big hug to mom and dad, inshallah. All right, so jazakallah khair. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وَلَعَسْرَ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Inshallah, see you next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. أكبر الله أكبر سبحان الله سبحان الله